Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininam Hang Singh. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan said the Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati System, has accelerated implementation of mega projects and key welfare schemes. Addressing media New Delhi on the outcomes of Pragati yesterday, Mr. Somanathan said that so far 50 meetings of Pragati have been held and under it over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crore rupees, including those which face problems, were reviewed. He informed that 61 government schemes, including One Nation, One Ration Card and PM Jan Arogya Yojana, were also reviewed other than the projects. He said that since the implementation of Pragati in 2015, 36 different classes of grievances, including issues related to corona, banking and insurance and Jan Dhan Yojana, were reviewed.
In terms of projects, it has so far covered over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crores. This includes both projects which had a problem and projects which did not have a problem. I am not suggesting that all 3,300 faced problems, but this is the portfolio of projects that Pragati has handled in this period of time. 61 government schemes other than projects have also been reviewed in Pragati.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has invited entries from media houses for the Media Award for Best Campaign on Voters' Education and Awareness for the year 2025. The awards aim to recognize outstanding contributions by media organizations in promoting electoral participation and awareness about accessible elections. The awards will be conferred in four categories, including print, television, radio and online media. The Commission has directed the Chief Electoral Officers, CEOs of all states and union territories, to recommend the names of media organizations that made remarkable contributions in these areas during 2025, along with details of their special work. All nominations will be considered by a duly constituted jury at the ECI level. In addition to knowledge, exemplary efforts by media teams within CEO offices, the Commission has announced a newly instituted Media Excellence Award. Under this initiative, one award will be presented to the best chief electoral office social media team across all states and union territories. These awards will be presented during National Voters Day this year. The Commission has asked that all recommendations and nominations under this category be submitted by the 7th of this month. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in this special series, Year of Reforms, we bring you India's progress in the finance sector in 2025.
India received strong global recognition for its progress in equality, innovation, technology and global influence in 2025. The World Bank ranked India among the world's most equal society with a Gini index of 25.5, placing it ahead of China, the United States and all G7 and G20 nations. The International Labour Organization reported that social protection coverage in India rose sharply from 19% in 2015 to 64.3% in 2025. India's digital and public infrastructure also gained global praise. The International Monetary Fund recognized the Unified Payment Interface as the world's largest real-time payment system, handling 49% of global transactions. The World Intellectual Property Organization highlighted India's strong growth in intangible assets investment, reflecting a shift towards a knowledge-based economy. Poverty reduction remained a major achievement, with over 17.1 crore people lifted out of the extreme poverty in the last decade. India's cultural and innovation standing also improved with UNESCO recognitions and a rise to 38th place in the Global Innovation Index. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Indian Institute of Mass Communication has launched its PhD program, marking a historic milestone in the institution's academic journey of 60 years. Under the program, scholars will be selected for admission for the academic year 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Ministry said that the online admission process for both full-time and part-time candidates will remain open till 30th of this month. The ministry said that candidates applying with UGC NET eligibility will be directly called for a personal interaction, while the part-time candidates without UGC NET qualification will have to take an entrance exam to be held on the 15th of next month. The list of selected candidates will be out on 23rd of February and interviews will begin from 9th of March this year. The admission process will be completed by 27th March and the coursework will commence from 1st April 2026. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.